We're going to do episode 8 of the Chronicles of a Corrupted Childhood. This podcast just focuses on that cast, depending on where you get this content. Just focuses on my, not just the system, but people. It's not to say I'm getting any better, but I'm not getting any worse either here. I feel very, I just feel like I'm not worth anything, okay? And nobody holds anybody accountable anymore. And I'm not a person that believes in love, and I don't believe I don't believe in love. I think part of it is that society puts certain people up on a pedestal, and then if you're not one of them, you're, you know, one of them kind of a thing. Geez, that didn't make any sense. And for me, I've was the bastard child. I understand there is the syndrome, the only child syndrome, where they're perceived to be getting all the attention and all that. But I can also say my mother's also a middle child, and she thinks she has all the attention. Since the last episode of Triple C, which goes back to early 2022, we were going to read you the zoo. Let's just catch up. If you haven't listened to the zoo, we have done experimental episodes in the month of July and August and into September. Part of this was that the Mini Fake News Guy platform really actually bombed. The channel was doing well. It was actually doing better than channel 312. In fact, both channels had about 30 subscribers at midpoint of 2021. It actually peaked up and still gone up. It's at 250 subscribers versus the smaller fee we're doing here with channel 312 and the weekly. So it's just me, basically. Going on here, I lost my train of thought. So that's just kind of where I'm going at tonight. I guess I'm going through different, my brain's going through multiple different phases. I'm kind of just, my life is a mess. I don't like living as a mess. I don't like who I am. I've tried to change, but I have different people in my life that just hold me back. I have a mother that puts me on this, apologies, I should mute my Apple Watch too. Let me put it, I'm just gonna, hold on, where was I going at? I'm losing my train of thought. I guess I gotta warm up a little bit here. Right, I was talking about the weekly zoo. That's where I was going at. So, the mini figures guy wasn't doing any well. It wasn't doing well in terms of engagement. People weren't really interested in my original stuff. I think people really freak out about the Lego stuff. Not to mention, I didn't get my connection to China Network through Instagram and Twitter and or X, whatever the hell it's called now, and that didn't really get me anywhere. So I'm just a failure. And so I just said, well, you know, at least I have my fallback to go back on the weekly zoo, because at least it, you know, what else could go wrong? We went live with Weekly Zoo. We were starting to return to the Weekly Zoo back for Wednesdays tentatively. In August, my grandmother had some health issues. It was severe, but we thought she'd get through it. It made it for a very long month of August, from the 6th through the end of the month, and then from September into mid to late month. She passed away in on September 20th. She was admitted into hospice just 3 days before. There was a lot of I don't know when she passed away, but it's or when she was starting to go. It's been really hard. I notice I'm pausing here because I'm just like reliving the situation live, which I don't want to be doing that. But so today's Wednesday, so it marks, I think, the 22nd week without her, roughly. And it's been like 20 weeks. Maybe 18. I've lost count. And I don't really care. It's just every Wednesday's been hard. My mother has elected not to get any bereavement, not any help from employment, assistant programs, nothing. She just wants to just cowboy up and just get through it. Wing it, like she did when she was letting go of my grandmother. And that's led to that's led into problems as well. And for me, that was my first like death in the family close to me, and I don't know why I'm live right now and I'm starting to feel sad. It's probably 'cause I'm not distracted. But what the problem is for me is that my mother, it basically has brought me back to the one-on-one relationship with my mother, and it's been challenging. It's challenging for me to try to help my mother, and I can only do so much. And all of a sudden, there's this anticipation that I have to take care of my mother. I can barely take care of myself. And, my mother didn't see me anything different, but everyone else thinks I'm different. Because if I wasn't so different, then I would be in a job of being, so I'd feel like I had meaning and purpose. Ironically, no one says anything critical about my mother. Nobody ever spoke critically of her. They just put her on a pedestal, and I was the dipshit. I was the nobody. I wasn't enough. I just found out the other day that one of the reasons why my mother hadn't wanted to go out, anytime in the last few months was that she was afraid something would happen to her. Because she knows I'm somewhat dependent on her, but I don't want to say that I'm totally dependent on her. But so now we're getting into the whole stereotypical autism parent of she can't go away. And this goes back right back to what I talked about in other episodes of Clean Laundry and New Hampshire Exposed. Was this is exactly why I felt that people need to be honest with me instead of leading me on like a little teenage boy. And how these goddamn millennials don't get my condition. I'm gonna be really blunt here. I think every fucking millennial should be aborted. Okay, I'm sorry. 80% of the millennials should have been fucking put into an abortion clinic. These people are so fucking pathologically narcissistic. I wish harm on these groups. I really wish something, I really wish these millennials, I wish a hurricane, I wish an earthquake, depending on what part of these people are in the world, and just wipe these sons of a bitches out. Millennials are just as bad as Gen X is, probably a little bit less, a little bit more, depending on the X. And I've talked extensively about how Gen X's are evil. The Karen generation, the anti-maskers, the anti-science, the COVID deniers, all these bullshit people that just, oh, they want to keep negotiating, negotiate, negotiate, you know? How many of those people went into the Capitol building 3 years ago, right? I can't even move my kitchen number here. Okay? You know, it's millennials don't get someone like me. And as I was mentioning earlier, in case I lost my train of thought here, but when I started blocking everybody, and this, I didn't remember saying this on the either podcast because I don't think it was important at the time, but now that Graham's gone, I think it's important to know. But when I blocked those 40 people on Facebook, I had like almost like 80 friends. I went down to 50. So I just didn't want anything to do with these people anymore. They're gonna punish me like a child. They're gonna do everything, gaslight me and shit like that. I just was like, I was done. With the Londonderry girls mostly, I did all that. I blocked their boyfriends or husbands, fiance, whatever, their significant others, right? And then just days later, my grandmother's rushed to the hospital. Okay, that's where I was. Okay, I don't understand how millennials not get us. I don't get this. I don't understand why millennials don't understand me. And then I don't get my own group of people either. So I'm in this, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I fucking hate these people. I'd rather not be around a millennial. I fortunately I'm trying to warm up to Gen Z, the Zoomers, because that's really the only people in my age group, close to my age group in this era. There's hardly any millennials. Oh, you know, that's your problem. You shouldn't be around people much younger than you. Yeah, really? So I choose to live in this area. No, I can't afford to get out of here. And does anyone understand the economic situations? We're gonna sit here and listen to the freaking searchlights and believe everything that Jesse Waters says and Greg Gutless Gottfeld says. They're freaking airheads, freaking dumbos. And I'm not gonna listen to them when I make our economic situation is so screwed up. We'll talk about that on the weekly, so whenever I return to that. But also, February 14th also has some significant dates. The infamous Carey's Law was passed in Congress in 2018 on the same day the Parkland shooting happened, and all the politicians go on social media saying, "Oh, we were making it easier to call 911," and then you know what? I fucking hate Carey's Law because the cunt law. Because if you're stumbling for the Carey's Law, you're a cunt. With a K, that is KUNT. The Carrie Hunt law, killed Avaya and killed every on-premise phone system, and the FCC is going into regulating the internet anyways. So, and then it's so funny, they regulate your phone system, and then no one's using phone system anymore because they're afraid of getting fined with the Carrie Hunt law violation, right? Valentine's Day, and again, really, the FCC shouldn't have gotten involved. They shouldn't be listening to private industry either, but that's a whole nother philosophical conversation for another day. But also on February 14th, closer to home, close to my situation, Teresa Bullock, who I mentioned on Elton Exposed, this witch cunt, Dixiecrat that she is. Be how do I say this? Was She did these scenes on autism and friendships and relationships on Valentine's Day. And in 2013, she did a seminar on Valentine's Day with the intent that it was not intended for the individuals themselves, but everyone else that works with them. To me, that is very wrong. Not a lot of people see how I see it. Actually, I'm the psychotic person, unfortunately, and again, like, how would you feel if I was talking about women? Let's flip the script around here. If I talked about women, and let's or women with a certain social defect or whatever, and I was doing that, I'd be a misogynist. I would be, a woman hater. But when you have a mis overeducated pile high deep of BS, a man hating feminist, she's married, which I find kind of freaking hilarious. And she talks, not so nice about them. And you do this seminar without us. That's very exclusionary. It's very limiting. It's very wrong on so many levels. I apologize. There's just some noise. I had to make sure for safety and security purposes. But yeah, it's a problem, and I am and I'm just dealing with all this stuff in my life, and I just feel not enough, and I don't like how people admire my mother. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't really love my mother. And I know the feeling is likewise, because she said some really outstanding statements in the last, I would say, not recently, but probably down where all the hell happened in 2019 with the relationship of Melanie, which I'm very uncomfortable with, like, thinking that one, because that made me, I've had like cringe moments just thinking about the relationship with Melanie. It's like I was damned, and then I look back at it, it was like I'm damned if I do, damned if I didn't. I just could never win. But then my mother would say, oh, it's not about winning and losing. Well, then what's there to live for? My, like, today we had a conflict, and I went out of the house a couple times. It's very cold. It's 30 with a wind chill factor. It's really windy. I was going outside. I forgot my receipt. I went outside because the Valentine's, the Singles Awareness Day sign fell onto the ground. It was hung on on my mailbox post. And my mother was like, you done, going in and out. And I felt very interrogated by that. It was like, what, are you an FBI agent or something like that? Like, why are you trying to frame me? I'm like, is there something wrong? Because I called her on, and then we go on back and forth, because my mother just has to use her thought bubbles and speech bubbles. And, somewhere along the line, she said something to the effect of I'm trying to think. It's like maybe we need to be more honest with our communication. I'm like, and I'm shocked. I couldn't say anything. I didn't even react. I don't provoke emotion in that. I provoke emotion here on the podcast, but not with my mother. And I just was like, I didn't, I if I didn't say anything, don't say anything if you can't say anything, right? That's just been my coping mechanism. And as my mother's completely emotionally erratic, and I just Didn't know what to say. But I was coming down here. I was thinking about doing the purple pill, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not ready to do the purple pill. I'm gonna wait. Meanwhile, I'm gonna just be honest here on this podcast. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't really love my mother. I don't hate my mother, but I don't really love her. And it's like she has had so much love from everybody. I have not gotten any of it. Okay, and I'm sick and tired of all this justification, justification, just always trying to find a way to rationalize inappropriate actions, words, or behavior. And I'm sick and tired of justifying this, okay? And I'm getting to the point in my life where I just feel no use, no purpose. My mother's fucking masculine as fuck. If I was overtly feminine, my mother would not encourage that. But for me, it's like I have to like ride these waves, go with the flow. Another fucking bullshit phrase from my case manager, who I feel is a sex offender, who fraternized with my mother. And I'm sorry, I hate that woman. I hope to hell something happens to her too, because I think she's a sinner and she's evil. Why do I say that? Why does these special ed professionals, including the mainstream teachers, have this fraternization of my mother? It was really, like she didn't party over parenting and she didn't kill me. It's such the bare level. I mean, that's just common sense. Why are we putting her on a pedestal like that? Why? Why? Because you knew she was going to be, you knew I wasn't going to be capable. So instead of putting me into a halfway house, which was the thing at the time, oh, let's just have your mother be the internal parent by just putting up her ego, oh, and then get it stuck to her head by the time I'm in my mid-20s for to have full control over me. Brilliant. God, I should have never gone to SAU 12 in the Londonderry School District. Should have never been there. Should have never been there. Between the teachers having the hots for my mother, having a woman crush, these goddamn fucking feminist antichrist liberals. Okay, there. I just said it. I just gave you a nice political assault on these people. Yeah, they were leftists as fuck. They were feminists. They were married to men, but I think they were just misandrous anyways. They were pretty, they put my mother on the pedestal, and then guess what? Her legacy. And I just said the reason why she hadn't gone out was because she was afraid something would happen to her. So she's, stayed home. Okay, I get that to a certain point. But, part of me wants my mother to bury me. But I fear I'm going to have to bury my mother. Probably sooner rather than later. But nobody understands what I go through. Nobody understands the pain I have to deal with. Nobody understands how my childhood was corrupted. Nobody understands, like, I don't even talk to my mother about a lot of stuff because she'll just kind of rationalize, kind of project different perspectives, because God forbid I have a stubborn view of things. God, I can be questioned and challenged, but everyone else, oh, I gotta obey and respect. Yeah, this is a banana republic in New Hampshire. And I can't say that because I would be a conspiracy theorist, dude. I gotta get my glasses and my incognito and be like the Free Staters and the First Amendment auditor types. I have deep animosity to these people. These people are evil. All my teachers, I had no contact. When I left Londonderry in 2010, I was never to go back there again. And I think the point was that I think it would be near the end. I mean, I was 22. So I left there like 10 years prior to that. I think I've kind of overstayed. my visitation with the people that were really not the best people in retrospect, right? Started to figure that out. I started, once you get out of this narcissistic abuse, you start to really open up, like, who were the toxic people in there. And cell school was toxic as fuck. Apparently, there's a lot of granite in the school, by the school, because when they were building, they were replacing the portables with actual physical building materials in 2008 to 2009. The project got delayed because they didn't realize there was so much ledge, granite ledge, in the where the portables sat on. Because really, when you think is we when because I think the portables were installed in 86, and so South School was really just two wings for the younger grades and the older grades, and then the library, media, and the offices all connected in the middle of the building, which it's not what it is anymore. It's all changed. Like my fourth grade classroom, where a lot of my friends on my Facebook that I blocked, that's the administrative office now. It's changed significantly after the reconstruction, because now the building's kind of like a big square. The hallway goes through, when you look at the floor plan. But I don't want to reminisce those histories anymore. Again, it was really, and this is a really cautionary tale of all this inclusion, this mainstreaming, all this shit that the Parent Information Center likes to propagate. You know, oh yeah, we made all this progress. My ass. And I'm very lonely on this Valentine's Day, and I'm not disgusted by Valentine's, because I believe that people should be in a relationship. I don't like everyone being single. I don't like everyone who is a misandrist or a misogynist. I don't like this kind of stuff. Because, God forbid, if Steven was single 10 years ago and was complaining negatively about women, they would be scared. I would go on the MGTOW path or take the red pill. But I didn't. But guess who, you know, I think women are taking certain pills. It's like in New Hampshire, in this freaking state of New Hampshire, there are more women that are either taken or they're completely single, and they're just pumping up that guy. Don't want to tear down the patriarchy. And they're probably center right or center left, but not leftist. But you know, is there a case against conservative feminism? I just like to ask the questions that no one else is bothering to ask. Just saying. And yep, and it's we're all hurting, and we're not doing anything to help people. And I don't know anymore. I used to thought I guess I thought I knew what I wanted in life, and then I realized maybe I don't know what the hell I want in my life. I just feel so empty inside, and the recommendation is to get out, but then, you know, your mother doesn't feel like doing it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't like being this. So then someone else has to take the burden in my life. And I don't have that many support people. I'm still not in a program, still not in any of that stuff. But it's hard to find good people. And to pay them all, because there's limitations in your state that no one else is talking about. The PBS NewsHour has talked more about DSP shortage than our local media has ever covered this issue at all. Only if it's the same day issue. only when it comes to a decision. You know, Adam Sexton's a fucking hack, if you ask me. I have no respect for Channel 9. They're throwing, you know, they were lucky because the primary had just ended. And a few weeks later, they got their ratings gold by covering fucking Harmony Montgomery. Fucking Harmony Montgomery, a fucking 5-year-old child that went missing and was found murdered. And it was a dual state issue on the youth and families case, because there was a case on that. It's a systemic failure. The murder is just a murder. Yes, no father or stepfather, whatever, should. I don't even know the whole story of Harmony Montgomery because I freaking don't care. Because when you start giving this little blonde, blue-eyed girl the attention, then you forget everybody else. And it's not just children, it's not just the elderly, it's not just people like me with disabled. There's many other things that people get screwed over. When the government, the state of New Hampshire fails, there should be accountability by the public. Not from within, not to have like an internal affairs audit. It should be, the media should be asked, pressing for answers. No, the media has been pressing answers for Adam Montgomery because he's the alleged killer. And I swear to God, Amy Covino, that little bitch who blocked the mini fake news guy. I think MNG talked about that earlier in the summer. You know, Covino's just gonna gush over this and smash this guy to pieces, much like how she declared Alexandra Eckersley guilty for abandoning her newborn. This was in late 2022. She was drugged up in a strange relationship with a father who just left Nesson just a few months before with the Red Sox, going back to California. And his daughter was just abandoned in Manchester for whatever reason. And what did Amy Covino do? She completely made Alexandra Eckersley guilty as hell. And, you know, let's pick and choose our biases and pick and choose who's guilty. That's the media's job, apparently, in New Hampshire. You wonder why I hate this state. I hate this fucking state because we don't even believe in America. You know, you just want New Hampshire to be just separated. I think a lot of people here would want this, and then you wouldn't have a TV station because the FCC wouldn't be, who would be regulating the airwaves for these stations if New Hampshire was to separate, you know? This state is so fucking amateur. It's so fucking disgusting. And I lit this in my fucking state, my childhood, and I fucking can't believe how evil these people are. Amy Covino is evil, okay? Adam Sexton is evil. They just sit there and just suck the cock of the system and get fucked that way. I mean, it's disgusting. It's propaganda. What are we going to say that this is fucking propaganda? I don't fucking care about Harmony Montgomery. Fuck the little child. I don't fucking care. Screw Harmony Montgomery. Full stop. Because the media is misprioritizing the perps. It's not just this guy that killed his daughter. It's a system that enabled it. Both states, they failed miserably. And what does Amy Covino do? Hey, go prostitute to the prosecution. She's just like Kimberly Guilfoyle Newsom. You know, I had the hots for Donald Jr.'s girlfriend when she was married to Gavin Newsom. Yes, and I remember Vinny Not-So-Cosmopolitan. You know, pooey for the prosecution. You know, you thought he was a gray-haired dude. He was a gray-haired when he was Kimba's left-hand man on Both Sides, which is so fucking hilarious. Their block, was it 1-3 Eastern? It's just day part. It's like Power Lunch and Morning Call and all that. It's kind of the same thing on the old Court TV. You had opening arguments with Fred Grimm, is he still alive? He's probably up there in age. Then Gloria Allred's little girl on Midday. I forget the show title. It was just the name of the day part. It wasn't like anything that was really both sides. But that's what the El Camino is. She's like, poop, poop, the prosecution, the prosecution! I get it. Just this for the weekly, so here. Prosecution, bitches! But you know what? With this kind of shit that Channel 9 has done in all these years, you know, my father, Tony, would have been on News 9 if they weren't so fucking distracted with freaking Pamela Smart. Because if they were tough on crime back in those days, and they would have put, I think they did, I was too young watching Channel 9. We didn't get Channel 9 in the rabbit ears, really clear, because we were trying to get the signals from Boston, more stations, right? But yeah, my father was arrested in London for not paying for child support. He got arrested. He didn't tell his sister to bail him out. Jeez, what a family of open and honesty. You know, forget being blunt and telling how you really feel. At least tell your adult sister what you did. And talk about accountability. God, this is my family. You know what? I hate my father too. Hate him so much. He's the reason why I hate men. Once I found that little nugget of information, he was arrested in 91 for not making child support. I'm like, where was WMER? Where was Jack Heath? Where was the newsroom? You know, where were they? Why didn't my father not, you know, it's public information, it's a public safety problem. You know, talk about my father fucking me over. Financially, that see, when someone fucks you over in the figurative sense, that's news. If someone rapes somebody, that's not news. Okay, you want me to be the Jerry Nachman of media? I'll tell you, do your fucking job, Scrivy. You know, you need to go back to Colorado State because you clearly don't know how to do journalism. And Adam Sexton, you gotta break up with your wifey, or your wifey's gotta break up with the system, because with her being in the advocacy world for SA and DV people, you can't be doing that while you're a journalist. I mean, the idea that nobody, the FCC just, that was the other thing too. Channel 9 had their FCC license was supposed to expire on April Fool's Day, and for whatever reason, the FCC did not update their information until, God, what was it? October, that the FCC license was then officially renewed. You know, the people there just sucked the cocks of the bird. Hearst, right? The bird. I nicknamed them the bird. And they cocksuck these people. And they don't care about the fucking viewers. They're just in the Hearst clique. And then they publish it on social media with the PDA with the corporate whores. I'm screwed over here, you know? Men are screwed over in New Hampshire, and no, nobody gives a flying shit, you know? You know, live free and kill yourself. Literally, you know what? If you want to kill yourself, go ahead. I can't be responsible for people making their own responsible decisions. I'm pro-choice all the way. If you're going to be pro-choice, you're going to be pro-choice from conception to death, whatever. If you want to live, you have every right to. My grandma wanted to live and she died. So, you know, I know the pro-choice is a very made-up word for me, but that's how I believe. That's the ethos of my freaking life. And it's really disgusting how this system works. I find it just extremely just unforgivable. So how do you meet new people? You know, I haven't really talked about love and relationships. I just talked about how I feel so discredited as an individual. And again, that's a new story too. Why does a clinical psychologist who knew everything about autism goes to, she lived in Massachusetts for her entire life. She was licensed in the state of New Hampshire in 1984, had been a licensed psychologist for almost three decades, that never paid taxes in the state. There's also on the New Hampshire Council on Autism, which is appointed by our governor, who never lived in New Hampshire. lived in snotty fucking Westford, Massachusetts, okay? You know, I know who's a Middlesex offender county, yeah, I just said Middlesex offender county, yes, because that's what Middlesex County is. It's all the elite creeps. You don't hear that on the media, not even the Boston media, just saying, that's all. As Dana Tyler's ex-boyfriend would sing. And I have to hear that in WZID so many times. God. Good God. And you put this elitist bitch talking about what not to do, which is exactly what we need more of, what not to do. So then you're just freaking a zombie. And she's figuratively screwing her clients over. You don't think that's on the story? No, it's always about sex. It's always about intercourse, blowjobs, anal, vaginal, whatever. It's never about fucking something over, exploiting someone's money, public finances that's coming from the town and the school to pay the subcon, because that's what she was. She was a subcon. A lot of conflict of interest. Never did I know her and actually learned things. But part of your mental health license is you're supposed to keep your... Yeah, now this is going to become the episode of why I love licensing when it's done right. But, you know, licensing, part of keeping your license is to keep going on and going to education, not to preach. But PhD people, they're scholars, they're students, and then student/researcher types. And that person had no ethics. That person, because I knew that individual for 18 years, had an ethics of a snake. But of course, we don't want to libel or defame people. But we'll defame that guy that can't fight for himself. That's okay. And that's what I feel like in this fucking state I lived in for my entire life. I feel like shit. Unless I had tits and a cunt, then I could be taken seriously. I mean, how sexist is that? I mean, Kelly, are we sure she's a woman? She doesn't look like she's got tits, and I think she has a con, but how do I know she's got a pair down there? How do I know she doesn't have a dick? You know, and she comes off as a cunt, or maybe she's a dick. I have no respect for Kelly, which you know already. I don't need to talk about her on this episode. But I guess this is becoming the hateful hour of my corrupted childhood. How much hatred that was taught to me that I become a bitter person. Oh, and then it's my fault for not adjusting and all that good stuff. It's like I can never seem to win. I'm just a freaking little bastard child. That's how I feel. I just feel like a freaking bastard child. I feel like I should have never been born. And, but I like to talk about something that's also in my worldview of love is a privilege, not a right. Love should never be entitled. No one should ever be expected love. They should earn it. If the child is a freaking little brat, they don't deserve any love from their parents. And if they mess up, that's on them. But I believe it should be earned and not be given to. Because unconditional love is equated with entitlement, if you ask me. And that's where I am in my life. I don't believe people should be loved. They should be earned that love, that as if they're a piece of shit, like a rundown piece of crap. You know, we should embrace those people with the so-called extra mileage. I'm talking to you, Myron, you real faggot. And we don't give people that deserve love a chance. We love the people that shouldn't be loved. And that's why I believe love should be earned and shouldn't be given. You should earn it. You should prove that you be loved. That's how I view love. It's a privilege. With a 50% plus divorce rate in this country, it seems like love is commodified. Love has been democratized. And I think it should only elite people should be in, should love. Full stop. And I hate people. Do I like being this bitter? No, but that's just who I am. I try every day to try to find love, but you know what? Then people hate me. On my other platforms, people hate me. I know people hate me on 312. I mean, hell, I was doxxed. Hell, people hated me from the museum people to lefty. This is why I don't share my passions anymore. And then I get all these creepy old men that don't have relationships either because I think they treat women like they're dolls. They're incels. I bet you, there's a few weirdos from TMOT that I think are incels. Like, they choose to hate women. God, that's why I shut down the Museum of Telephony, because I was like, God, you people are weird. You guys are evil. Not only that, you're spreading your right-wing misogyny, God, there's this one weirdo that was following me, and on his personal Facebook, which I shouldn't be using as, but it was like, he posted this photo on his cover of It's Great to Be Straight. It's a graphic, that is. It was great to be straight. Because it's been done for thousands of years. You know, heterosexual procreation shit. It's like, it's very incel. And I'm wondering if people were just doing it because they were, they were exploiting me. And they were exploiting me through likes and follows. Which is the reason why I pulled the plug on it. Not to mention I had imposter syndrome. Not to mention that people weren't taking me seriously in the higher-ups. Just same thing with the NEB circles and just with the news circles. So I'm just not enough. Not enough. And meanwhile, you have Canadian feminists that hate men. Oh, I'm sorry. They love men as a cover. You know, just raping our resources. And I'm like, how come this... I'm talking to you, Liz Plank. Yeah, you evil feminist. And then you got this British boy, that fucking Chris Williams. And God, it's like, how the fuck are these people raping our country and raping our resources? I mean, it is rape. It is theft. That is theft. Not taxation, but just people who are here illegally and just taking advantage. It's like, fuck you. Go in the line, go like what the what ancestors used to do on Ellis Island. Go in the line if you want to rape our country. God, I just hate these people. These people are scum. They're evil. There's something evil with these people. And why are they getting a voice? Well, I'm a fucking New Hampshire for the last 36 fucking years. Where am I in my life? Oh, it's your choices, Steven. You gotta make your choices better. Really? Excuse me, where I find the 120 volt cable and just put the paper clip on the hot pair. I posted that on Instagram. On the Museum of Telephony's Instagram, and you know, they just, I had people unfollow me. It's like, wow, talk about some really evil people. It's like, I don't, like, why create this worst community? Like, I feel so guilty creating this community because I just let the extremists and all about us come together. All of these people care about is Avaya PBX systems made after 2010. God, Avaya's dead. Do you support the cunt law? That's their problem. That's your problem. You're still supporting that freaking company. I kind of gave the finger to Avaya, like, in 2010 when they bought Nortel. Sorry. Had an Alfred de Blasio moment for a minute. But I called it Hortel from the start. But yeah, it's like I just created this weird community and I just, like, don't even care anymore. It's like, and I don't really care. I don't care if I lost followers. I don't care if I lost. I don't even care. It's like, let it burn. Not to mention, my photos were used all over the interwebs without consent. Without consent, okay? You know, that is rape, too. Okay? Just sticking to the facts here. This was supposed to be a relationships and love episode, and it just turned out to be just me blabbering about, you know, how corrupt. I mean, he was corrupt. I mean, these millennials just, like, I was looking through the Valentine's Day stuff, because there's going to be more videos to be posted on Steve-O's 312 on YouTube, me destroying my childhood, because there's a few more things that I was purging from starting with 2021. Most of it was destroyed, but I just brought it back to the search unit last week, last Saturday to be exact. And, I don't regret shredding that stuff. I don't regret it one bit, because it was all a freaking lie. It was a freaking lie. And I don't live to tell a lie. And, these people were just leading me on. And I really do think that inclusion really needs to be inspected in certain communities, because I don't think it really taught anybody. It just exposed them to the people they don't want to be exposed to. And I'm the more higher functioning one, and they didn't really want to be around me. But they have the balls to say it. I mean, some of these girls didn't have much tits, and they were in their mid-30s at that point. And they didn't have much tits to tell me how they really felt. That's what's so evil about millennials. I hate them. I literally hate these people. And I literally hope they get a mildly autistic child. I really hope they do, because it will really soften them up. It will really soften them up, hopefully. But don't come finding me on social media and say, I just got my child diagnosed with type 3 autism, or whichever the high functioning equivalent is, because I'm so far removed from this bullcrap. And, they're going to give me the clinical diagnosis. I'm like, well, fuck you, because, you know, you weren't there the last two times. Why do I want to repeat insanity and think there will be a different result? You guys are narcissistic as fuck. You're self-centered. That's your problem. That's a you problem. And fuck you. You go RTFM, go Google and believe in all the bullshit of, you know, the vaccines causing your kids autism, because you're probably going to believe that. And anyway, because the Pew research about a decade ago said it was that 4 out of 5 millennials believed that autism was caused by vaccines. Well, yeah, because you didn't see many of us, because we were out of district, so you thought I was vaccine injured. Maybe I was, maybe I'm not. I don't know. But I fucking hate these people. I fucking hate them. I fucking want to strangle these people. I hate them. And thank God there aren't any millennials here in New Hampshire, because I'd fucking put them in my closet of alleged body collection. No, I'd fuck them over. I'd rape them if I could, because they're just animals in my imagination. They're just deplorable human beings. I have no. They're not even human. They're not even human at all. They're not even human. They're so, like, robotic. They have no empathy. They only have sympathy for somebody, you know, in some remote country in, like, Congo, whatever. You know, if something happens to them, they're very sympathetic and maybe even empathetic, but they don't care about the people around them and around their neighborhood, around their region, around their next state. No, they don't care about those people. They don't even care. They're the ones saying retarded. I mean, fucking Destiny says that word so liberally. Fucking fetus he is. Fucking hate him. I don't care. It's not about the blue hair that drives me. That doesn't bother me. It's him that he uses that word. And then he goes on to the Amala Abakalani chick that was once on PragerU, and he talked about, I think I mentioned it on the Zoo, but, you know, it's a very debilitating disability. And, you know, I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm going to use the R word to describe it. Really, you're a fucking ableist, you dickhead. You can be progressive all you want, but hey, guess what? Progressives don't give a shit about us, just like how the right wing doesn't give a fuck about us. We're just useful idiots. This is why I tell you, love is a privilege, not a right. You know, why should I have respect for you people? You guys are evil. I keep saying this. You guys are evil. Special ed professionals. I was at an EBA facility last winter or early spring, and these women were about my age, and they're very rigid to their worldviews. They're trying to do damage control from how EBA has been perceived, but you know, doesn't matter. They're toxic individuals. So it's just really not that many positivity things going on in this little state. It's all these type A narcissistic women that just, they're singly, or they're cheating on men because, you know, it's all about them. Blah, 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 blah. And we're supposed to obey the women. We're supposed to zip the women because they're power. We're supposed to just give women, you know, they've been oppressed and, oh, we, you know, it's sexist as hell. Come on. But it is. It's not even chivalrous, it's sexist. And we gotta just call for what it is. And these people are just so evil. And these people are just so evil. And, they screw innocent people over. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna respect these people anymore. These people need to be taken to the cleaners and be held to the biggest account in the judge jury system. I hope they come up with integrity. But these people don't have any responsibility or integrity because they have the freedom to do whatever the hell they want. It's the chosen people, whatever. You know, it's easy to get the power if you know your connections and if you have your privilege. And then you can do whatever the hell you want because, you know, Amy Scrivino and Adam Sexton is not going to hold you accountable. No, no, no. They're just going to obey you. And they're going to respect you. And they're going to admire you through their propaganda. It's fucking propaganda. Stop tell me this stuff. I mean, just look at the stuff that Kelly Aya puts up on X, formerly known as Twitter. You know, it's Jack Heath's network where they say favorable things. It's not even, and then it's, you know, when you have favorable connections. But I don't think Jack Heath is playing Democratic people on with easy access because he doesn't like the Democrats. Yeah, he was a deplorable human being. What makes me happy? What makes me happy anymore? Well, I'm afraid of sharing that because someone's gonna hoover that and weaponize it. Like, what? Why should I give you like secrets? I mean, seriously, I don't want to give you guys anything. And all right, I think we're running out of time right now. I know I was on for about an hour, roughly. I think I got out what I wanted to say. I'm forever corrupted until somebody takes responsibility, until someone wakes up and actually takes responsibility, actually does the work and isn't just, you know, talking the talk. You know, I'm going through all this grieving in my life and it kind of just, it's almost like a CPSD, just certain trauma markers are kind of coming into me. And, you know, I have not talked a lot about my grandma to a lot of people, only people I know I can trust, and I'm not telling them the play-by-play like the way my mother does. You know, I try to summarize it, try to give the important stuff, not because no one's going to remember anyways, and my mother's good at just telling the whole, like, she literally just is like, it's like reading a book, like telling them by the play-by-play story, and she's done this for years. And people thought, oh, this is why they influenced her. And it's like, can we look at the actual influencer here? Can we do like these 3-year evaluations are so screwed up because they look at the child deficit and not think the parents do anything wrong, or there's something wrong with them. No, it's the hierarchical child that can't do anything right. It's always the hierarchical child. The hierarchical child can't do anything right. It's always the hierarchical child. And you know what? And these hierarchical children can't speak. They can't speak at all. And I feel bad for them. I just look at myself and wonder, well, what am I doing here? Because all I hear is how great my mother is. It's like, yeah, I figured that. Like, you're talking about the child here. Do I exist? Hi, I'm Steven. I'm like you. I know I'm just like you. I'm like that girl that was who was that Delaware congressman that believed in witchcraft and was on Bill Maher's old show, and they attacked her, and then she does this. My name's, was it Christine something? I'm not a witch. I'm just like you. I really am like you. And some like moonbat beat her. I don't know what her name is off the top of my head. I think it was during the Tea Party era. But yes, it's like, that's what I feel. Hi, I'm Steven. I'm not a creep. I'm just like you. I'm really, really like you. You wonder why I'm so screwed up. You wonder why I'm so screwed up. Yep, it's never the adults in the room. No, the adults were acting like complete psychopathic women that just would never hold anybody. They wouldn't hold their sisters accountable. They're just, oh, your mom is so beautiful. At least she didn't kill you. Didn't sacrifice part of you. Never. Oh. And then the moment I went into the middle school program, like 6 months, they were just like on the next victim, so to speak. They really didn't care. They were living in the moment, because that's kind of how this field works. It's really abusive. And no one wants to care about it. That's why I don't go on Reddit forums. Why I don't really talk about this on social media, because no one's going to believe in this shit. It's like, it's always my fault. You get a pick better, and all that crap. It's like, it's all, you do everything wrong. You do the right kind of a thing, It's just like, yeah, it's crazy. All right, that's the end of Triple C episode 8. Till next time, see you in another episode. We'll be back on the weekly zoo at some point. Don't know when. We're still working on that. Right now, this room's kind of a dumpster yard. So I'm trying to get things tidied up so it's for TV purposes. And like I said, this is like, I'm acquiring other people's problems. I'm trying to slowly get rid of things that are other people's problems. And yeah, and that's it. All right. See you in another episode. Bye-bye.